He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Welcome to August. It's the August 1st live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Broadcasting today, however, from Charleston, South Carolina, where we await a new grandchild. We are on baby watch here. So if I have to leave in the middle of the show, you see, it's grandchild. Don't worry, it's grandchild watch. Well, listen, we've got a good start to August here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points, 25,437. Over at the S&P 500, they're kicking in 3.5 points to the positive today. We're at 2,819 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ doing the best of all after a rough week last week. But you know what? It's had a lot of rough weeks over the last 9+ years. And if you sold every time the NASDAQ went down or had a 2 or 3 day losing streak in the last 9 years, you would have done the wrong thing. And I think it's the same kind of situation here again. You get one or two companies that sell off, the NASDAQ goes down, and eventually it's hitting new highs again because one of the FANG stocks has checked in here today. On the plus side, the NASDAQ up 34 points today, up 0.5%. Russell 2000 down. Small caps a little choppy recently. Russell down 1.7 points today. Crude oil also choppy, down $1.02, $67.74 on crude oil. Gold is down $6 per ounce at $12.27. Silver's down 12 cents to $15.44. And that 10-year yield is back above 3%. It's at 3.01%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I can tell you that Minnesota is going to be a popular trip. We're getting lots of reservations to the workshop on Wednesday, September the 12th, and the appointments are filling up on Tuesday, September 11th, Wednesday, September 12th, Thursday, September 13th, 1 hour appointments with the Gunderson team. We will be at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. You can go to the website, GundersonCapital.com, to book an appointment or to book a reservation to the workshop. Or you can call us, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. We have 25 one-hour slots available for you during that three-day period of time. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, we had the techs under pressure once again yesterday, but up, not bad. I mean, it was all right by the end of the day after last week's big sell-off. Everybody was getting ready to give up the tech stocks and the FANG trade for dead. And then the tech stocks came on in the late day, and tech had a fairly good day on Tuesday to end up another month, July. We had several earnings report, and the big one that everybody was waiting for after the close of the market was Apple. Boy, I'm even surprised by how well Apple's report was. It was very good. It was an excellent report. They're making a lot of money on their services. That's good because that's recurring revenue. Sales are choppier. Apple breaking out to a new all-time high today at $198 per share. I wrote about Apple in my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011 when it was a $50 stock. Now it's a $200 stock. It's a four-bagger since the book was written. Apple is within a shouting distance now of $1 trillion. It's at $973 billion, just $27 billion. One little micro cap away, one little nano cap away from becoming a trillion-dollar company. Meanwhile, Amazon, which is right on its heels, Amazon's now behind by $872 million. Got to get those zeros right, Gunderson. $872 billion. That's where Amazon is. And Apple's at $972 billion. So now it's got a 10-length lead over Amazon as they pound their way down the stretch. I predicted that Amazon would get there faster. But with this big report coming from Apple today, I could be wrong there. I should have boxed my Exacta, I guess. Well, we had a relief rally yesterday after three really bad days in the tech sector, which began with Facebook sell-off last Wednesday. Facebook has at least found support here. Netflix continues to look for support. Google, they had blowout earnings last week. They weren't any issue in the FANG trade. And, of course, Netflix was a problem. Facebook was a problem. Amazon had blowout earnings on Friday. And now Apple today. So three of the five FANG, so-called FANG stocks have actually done quite well. While the other two, I mean, despite phenomenal sales growth, phenomenal earnings growth, it didn't quite live up to expectations. Well, today the market is on hold just a little bit as we await the Fed decision. Not again, another Fed decision. Those guys are always meeting. I just think they like to have lunch together. The Fed is not expected to raise interest rates at its meeting today that ends this afternoon, but its policy statement, okay? You're going to want to listen for that policy statement. It's always exciting, spellbinding. Is expected to set the stage for a September hike and may remove language about remaining accommodative. So listen for that language. Put your ear to the television and listen for the word accommodative, or will they remove that accommodative language? Of course, President Trump has been rattling his saber against the Fed recently, telling them that they're hiking too fast. Hey, let's let this economy continue to grow. We don't need to hike interest rates so quickly. As others, like Martin Feldstein the other day on CNBC, said they're not hiking fast enough. They're way behind the curve. Who's right? Well, the announcement comes against a backdrop of debate in the markets. There continues to be disagreement over how many more rate hikes the Fed will be able to carry through this year, because the flattening of the yield curve, okay? They don't want the yield curve to flatten. As of last Friday, I want to say there were a scant 29 basis points. So with the 10-year today hitting 3, the 2-year is currently right around 2.70. I haven't seen it today. There's just a scant 30 basis points between short-term rates and long-term rates, and of course, if short-term rates should get ahead of long-term rates, that is called an inversion of the yield curve. And an inversion of the yield curve has preceded every recession over the last 50 years. So that's something else. I watch that very closely, and I report on it every week in my newsletter. Mortgage applications continue to go down as interest rates rise sharply. A 30-year mortgage today will cost you 4.84%. And, of course, if you've got bad credit, maybe 10%. I don't know. But the 30-year mortgage rate, 4.84, it was 4.77 last week. And mortgage rates continue to move closer to 5%. And I think you've seen a chilling in the real estate market. That's just from my perspective. India Central Bank. Well, you know, this is Central Bank Week. We've already had Japan's decision. They left interest rates alone. That should come as no surprise, as they continue to have the loosest monetary policy in the world. India has been on a rate hiking mission. They are now at 6.5%. They hiked again yesterday. They're attempting to curb inflation and stem capital outflows. That is the Royal Bank of India's second hike in 8 weeks, and it follows emerging market counterparts who are trying to reverse currency routes triggered by higher U.S. rates and a stronger dollar. You know what? Foreign currencies are falling all over the world while the U.S. gets stronger and stronger and stronger. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking about currencies around the world dropping. Take a look at your portfolios. Make sure you don't have any foreign debt, emerging market debt, sovereign debt, international bond funds, emerging market bond funds. That's a horrible place to be. And if your money manager has you exposed to those asset classes, well, they either buy into the modern portfolio theory, they're out at the golf course, or they're just not awake at the wheel. They're asleep at the wheel. Big, big pressure continues on Iran's currency. Iranian lawmakers have given President Hassan Rouhani 1 month. In other words, he's received a summons to appear before Parliament to answer questions on his government's handling of Iran's economic difficulties. Topics include the rial's decline. It's lost half of its value. I mean, you want to get the people upset, hit them in the pocketbook. That gets them upset, or in the stomach, you know, with food. Hunger, those kinds of things. The rial has lost more than one half of its value since April. I mean, you think it's hard watching Facebook go down 10%. Try watching your currency get cut in half since April. Now, there's pain. And they want to know about the weak economic growth and the rising unemployment. Well, that doesn't make for happy people. Rouhani appointed a new central bank governor last week, suggesting that he's conceding a need for reshuffling his economic team. Do you think, huh? Reshuffling his economic team? They are in crisis. And the sanctions have not even hit yet. I believe they're scheduled to hit today. And yet they continue to, you know, funny business with all of the uranium enrichment and this kind of thing. Here's a good story. I got to read this before we get to the individual stocks. I am an anti-socialist. Okay? Don't ever call Bill Gunderson a socialist. I believe in free enterprise and free agency. Ontario ends its basic income experiment, calling it expensive and unsustainable. There's the key word, unsustainable, Venezuela. Ontario's new government is scrapping the province's basic income pilot, which began in April 2017 and was set to last 3 years. Okay? Made it just over a year before it ran out of other people's money. The decision brings an end to North America's first government-backed trial of the idea in decades, following a move by Finland to terminate Europe's first national government-backed basic income experiment. So these people that call for human dignity and social justice and a basic living wage for everyone in the world. Bernie Care, have you read how much Bernie Care will cost? Well, Ontario tried it. Finland tried it. They made it 1 year. If it's unsustainable in countries like that, imagine what it would be like for the globe. Yet the world, there seems to be a percentage of the world that continues to clamor for this kind of a socialistic society globally. The U.S.-China trade war is back in focus today. You know, it was trade war talk yesterday that got the market going. There was news that China's ready to sit down at the table. Trump is now threatening 30% tariffs on everything China exports to the U.S. The two countries are seeking to resume trade talks to defuse a tariff battle. You know, just when you think about, well, maybe I should short the market, and I hear people, some of my clients telling me, why are we in the market with this trade war going on? Well, it hasn't had much impact on our markets other than put a lid on it for now. It's had a tremendous impact on the Chinese markets. They're down 20%. But if you were to be sitting on the sidelines or to have short positions in the market and they should resolve this China-U.S. trade war rhetoric talk, you're going to get clobbered. The market is going to blast off without you. And I do believe at some point in time, probably sooner rather than later, that there will be some kind of a grand agreement on all of this. Well, now the Trump administration plans to propose it's 25% after initially setting it at 10%. And in the same time, the PMI numbers coming out of China shows their manufacturing sector growing at its slowest pace in 8 months, dragged down by declining export orders. They are starting to feel the pain. You think Iran is feeling the pain? China is really feeling the pain. Meanwhile, the Shanghai was down 1.8% yesterday. Something's got to give here real soon. Okay, well, let's dig into Apple. Apple came along. Apple obviously is one of the A's in FANG. Apple was given up for dead, you know? I mean, Apple, it was thought, oh, how can they continue to grow? The fervor over the iPhone is waning. They haven't really come up with a big blockbuster product. But listen to this, okay? In this quarter that they just reported last night after the close, their earnings were up 40% year over year. Same comparable quarter last year, and their sales were up 17%, okay? This was way better than expected, and this is generally a fairly soft quarter for Apple. You know, they look at the Christmas quarter, the first quarter, not the second quarter of the year for blowout earnings, but they had blowout earnings. There's no question about it. They came in with $2.34. This same quarter last year, they made $1.67 per share in earnings. Once again, that works out to be a 40% gain year over year in their earnings. Now, I own Apple in my income and growth portfolio. Apple is a dividend payer. But unlike soggy stocks like Procter & Gamble and Clorox and Colgate-Palmolive and AT&T, etc., that pay much bigger dividend yields, Apple is still growing. So in my opinion, I would rather have a little bit less in dividend yield to get that total return from the growth in earnings. And you just got 40% growth in earnings. Well, I did a little math on my target price on Apple today. When we come back, we'll go over that. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks, second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's time to take a look into Apple. How well did the app predict? Not that it's a predictor, but where was Apple ranked yesterday before their big earnings report last night? Well, Apple was ranked at number 152 out of 5,115 stocks. That was as of yesterday's close. If we go back 1 year ago today, it was ranked at number 343. Apple has obviously put up some big numbers over the years, but they obviously have been decelerating somewhat in recent years. But having said that, let's just take a look at the track record of Apple, which is soon to become the first $1 trillion company ever, publicly traded company. Over the last 10 years, Apple has put up 28.7% total return average per year over the last 10 years, 28.7. That is about triple the market return of 8.4%. I would say this about CEO Tim Cook. While he's not as flashy as Steve Jobs, he's been a pretty steady hand at the wheel. Not flashy, just keeps moving the company along towards that $1 trillion mark. They don't take a lot of big chances, but the company has done okay. Is he the genius inventor and mad scientist that Steve Jobs was? No, but I'm sure he has plenty of those working for him. Apple is working on all kinds of things. It seems like these big companies like Amazon and Apple, they just keep spreading their wings and their tentacles and getting into more and more and more and more types of different industries, everything from healthcare to autonomous cars. Over the last 5 years, Apple, once again, it has tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 5 years, Apple has delivered an average of 30% per year returns to its investors, its happy investors, while the market has delivered 10. And over the last 12 months, the stock has doubled the returns of the market. The market's up 14% year over year. That's the S&P 500, while Apple is up 28.8%. Current dividend yield is right around 1.5%. So you can buy a U.S. Treasury, get twice the yield at 3%, but where's your capital appreciation potential in a 10-year Treasury? Apple is expected to continue to grow by about 11% per year. So as you can see, barring some kind of a calamity in the economy or the world, Apple is almost a sure thing to get to $1 trillion and beyond at some point in time. Now, I just upped my target price on Apple. We're looking at next year's earnings estimates on Apple of $13.29, okay? Which gives it a forward PE of 14.5. Now, that's not ultra expensive. That's cheaper than the overall market. The market right now is trading at a forward PE of 16.7. Apple is trading at 14.5. Big discount to the market. Now, if we grow those earnings of $13.29 by 11% per year over the next 5 years, and then we apply a reasonable multiple, maybe we could just use today's multiple, 14.5, I come up with a target price of 300. That darn Alan Greenspan always wants to get a hold of me during the show. I come up with a $300 target price 5 years down the road, which gives the stock 65% upside potential from here, which is plenty of upside potential. And when you throw in the momentum And it's breaking out to new all-time highs. Once again, the stock, as of yesterday, was ranked number 152 out of 5,115. Would I buy the stock at this level? Well, if I was looking for a dividend payer with the potential for growth, absolutely. If I was looking for an ultra growth, knock the ball out of the park, 40, 50% grower, no. And if I was looking for one of those premier growth stocks, maybe, maybe. I own it in my growth and income portfolio. All right, let's see, what else? We had, Apple, their Q4 guidance, they went higher on that. During the quarter, they shipped 41 million iPhones, 11.5 million iPads, and 3.7 million Macs. 41 million iPhones. And they declared their quarterly dividend of 73 cents, which gives it a forward dividend yield right now of 1.53%. All right, let's move on to Boeing. Boeing becomes the first major tenant at MIT's new mixed-use district in Kendall Square. Guess what Boeing is working on? They're going to double down on autonomous flight. I don't know about that. That makes me a little bit nervous, autonomous flight, but Boeing believes in it. They've leased 100,000 square feet of research and lab space inside a new 17-floor building in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The new center will house employees from Boeing and subsidiary Aurora Flight Sciences who will focus on designing, building, and flying autonomous aircraft. What would Orville and Wilbur think? And developing enabling technologies. Well, I continue to own Boeing. Also in my income and growth portfolio. Now, you know, two constituents of that portfolio. One is Apple and the other is Boeing. Boeing currently pays a dividend yield of 1.9%, a little more than Apple. And Boeing has been growing its earnings by 17%. And Boeing has made a pretty nice recovery. It's up about 10% over the last couple of months. It was kind of caught in the middle of the trade war. Of course, China continues to threaten tariffs, big tariffs on Boeing products. Boeing currently trading at $357 per share. And in my Best Stocks Now app, Boeing is currently ranked number 38. There's a heads up for you. It's ranked number 38 out of 5,115. Boeing has already reported earnings for the quarter. Their earnings were up 34% year over year, and their sales were up 5%. So I continue to favor Boeing stock. Would I buy it today in an income and growth portfolio? I certainly would. It's ranked number 38, for heaven's sakes. 1 year ago, it was ranked number 137. Okay, let's test that out. I don't know what it's done over the last year. 1 year ago, Boeing was ranked number 137 out of 5,115, and the stock is up 52% since then. I continue to own my Boeing. Okay, another one of my stocks in the news today. I'm afraid to look here. It's okay. It's down 4.9%. IDEX Labs, IDXX. They beat earnings by 6 cents. They beat on revenues. They raised EPS guidance. And why is it selling off? That's what I want to know. IDEX Labs, it's only down a little bit. It's down 4.9%. But look at IDEX Labs over the years, the performance. The stock was ranked number 15 yesterday. 1 year ago, it was ranked number 64. And how has it done over the last 12 months? Up 58.3%. I'd be looking at the pullback as a buying opportunity. Over the last 10 years, IDXX, which provides services and devices, products primarily for the veterinary, bioresearch, dairy, and water testing markets. IDEX has put up numbers about comparable to Apple's over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. And yet, you know all about Apple. You probably don't know that much about IDEX Labs, IDXX. Well, I do because I found it using my Best Stocks Now app, and it's been very good to me so far. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in this final segment, I want to talk about two of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Both of them, the app led me like a horse to water, and I did not drink. And I'm kicking myself today. My left calf muscle is bruised badly from kicking myself, but you know, these stocks probably have some more left in them. Let's clean up a few little things here first. Chipotle, more E. coli issues there, this time at a store in Powell, Ohio. I was just starting to warm up to Chipotle, but I think I'm going to leave the queso alone for now. They seem to have issues that just keep coming back to haunt them. Okay, the first one I want to talk about here, AMED, Amedisys. Now, on the surface, this is a boring company. They provide home nursing services through 323 home health care centers and 83 hospice care centers. Kind of a depressing business. But there's nothing depressing about this Baton Rouge, Louisiana headquartered company that is hitting $3.6 billion in market cap today. This was an $8 stock in 2013. Today it's a $106 stock. Why didn't you buy it, Bill? It was ranked very highly by your app. In fact, if we go back here and look at the ranking history, which is a very nice feature, because that exposes whether or not, you know, the app has pointed to these stocks in the past. Well, 3 months ago is when it really showed up on my radar. It was ranked number 75 overall, and I looked at it and I said, you know, this chart is just a little bit hot for me. This was back in late April when it was $63 a share. It was breaking out to new all-time highs, and I said, I'm going to wait for a pullback. Famous last words. I'm going to wait for a pullback. You know how many times I've heard that? And I kept looking at it, and I kept looking at it, and there was no pullback. And every day I would say, I can't buy it today. It's hitting new highs. I got to wait for that pullback to come. Never came. It went straight from $60 a share. Today it's $106 per share. In those 3 months since it zoomed into my top 100 and I took note of it. Now, I did send out several tweets on it this year. Back on, and that's another beautiful feature of the app. If I say anything about a stock, and I only say stuff like, you know, four or five stocks a day, you know. One, two, three. I've made five comments about this stock since June 20th. Back on June 20th, here was my tweet. Momentum, momentum, momentum. AMED, number 104 overall. Now, here's the sad part of that tweet. No current position. It got away from me. Well, it continues to get away from me, dang on it. And, of course, you know what I'm going to say today. Well, I can't buy it now. Now it's really full of momentum. Back on July 2nd, I said, good chart. Number 63 rank. I'm afraid that I missed it. And back on July 3rd, I said, momentum stock of the day, AMED. Number 99 overall. Well, they reported earnings, and wouldn't you know it, they beat by 22 cents. Somebody knew something. And the stock is up by 13.5%. Another 13.5%. Now my right calf muscle has bruises all over from kicking it. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 98%. It's a nursing home stock, for heaven's sakes. Maybe it should be the third A in FANG, huh? All right, one more. This one is another one that I missed. Molina Healthcare. Once again, not very exciting, not very sexy, but that's the beauty of the Best Stocks Now app. It doesn't care what you do for a living. It's totally non-biased, unprejudiced. Molina provides managed health care to 4.5 million members via government-sponsored programs. Headquartered in, I want to say Long Beach. Yes, Long Beach, California. It is now a $7.5 billion company. And Molina is busting loose once again today. Molina Healthcare over the last 12 months is up 55%. This stock was ranked number 36 recently. Yesterday it was ranked number 72. I continued to pass on Molina Healthcare, even though I have owned it in the past and have had good luck with it. Molina busting loose, breaking out today, up 16%. Well, the app is not guaranteed. There's nothing mechanical about it. You still have to combine your brain and your reasoning. And it's not an autopilot that you can just flip on and go to sleep and make money in the market on. But it does point you into these areas of the market, some down some of the back streets and alleys and, you know, unsexy stuff, but who cares if it's going to make moves like this? And what are these moves based on? They're based on earnings. Molina's earnings were up 156% quarter over quarter, and Amedisys' earnings were up 61% quarter over quarter. So it points you to some of these areas of the market, and I usually scratch my head and say, I didn't know that. Well, I did know that, and I didn't act on it. So I'm busy here looking today. I've gone through about 200 or 300 stocks here so far in my database, looking for the next Molina, the next Amedisys. It's out there somewhere. You can follow me on StockTwits. You can subscribe to my live trading service. I've been kind of quiet the last few days. I've been letting the market settle. Now it's starting to settle, and now it's starting to put a hook in it and starting to climb back. There may be some real good buys out there today. We'll see. If there are, I'm going to do my best to find them for you. And if you're a client, watch your portfolios today. You may see some new additions. You may see a few changes. We'll see. You never know what the day will bring. Now, if you want to put me to work looking, searching for you, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you're in Minnesota, those spots are going fast. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.